Pushkin.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Muldoon. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can binge all 12 episodes of McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, right now, ad-free, by becoming a Pushkin Plus subscriber. Find Pushkin Plus on the McCartney, A Life in Lyrics show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
One thing we used years later in the Sgt. Pepper album was something that I experienced I had as a kid. I would listen to some shows on the BBC.
Look out, it's the Ken Dodd Show.
And there would often be a live show where there'd be a comedian. Mm-hmm. And the comedian would come on. Ken Dodd. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing? All right, so-and-so. Hey, da-da-da-da. And there'd be silence. And the audience would go, rah, and laugh. And to me, that was like, oh, my God, what did he just do? And I loved them laughing at the silence, because my imagination was, he's dropped his trousers. No, he wouldn't on the BBC. He's done a funny face. No, well, what's he done? That, to me, was the start of a sort of fascination with art of all types. Why did they laugh at that silence? I needed to know, and I was never going to find out. So I needed to speculate, and art would let me speculate.
So you do comedy as well, don't you? I just play around.
I'm Paul Muldoon. For a while now, I've been fortunate to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of the era.
And will you look at me? I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That is Sir Paul McCartney. We worked together on a book looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs. And we recorded many hours of our conversations.
It was like going back to an old snapshot album, looking back on work I hadn't ever analysed.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, a masterclass, a memoir, and an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode,
Day in the Life was in my music room in London, the top of my house. I had and still have a lovely little room with a gaily painted piano. And I'd seen a thing of these guys who'd painted a Cadillac, psychedelic. So I rang them up and said, would you do a piano for me? And they were a little bit dubious at first, but anyway, they did it. Psychedelic painting. And John would come in and we would sort of sit there for a few hours and write things. And one of us nearly always had the starter. For instance, Eleanor Rigby had been my starter. And we finish it up together. Day in the Life was his starter, which had started by reading the newspaper.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad,
when John would bring these things in, it's only these days that I would say, was he talking about himself? Was there some sort of psychological aspect where he's a lucky man who made the grade? And John did, around about this time, did get a little bit out in Weybridge doing drugs, and we were a little disillusioned because we'd sort of given up playing live. So him bringing that in, I would just go with the picture that he was painting.
He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
And then he blew his mind out in a car, didn't notice the lights had changed. This was about a friend of mine particularly, called Tara, was a Guinness heir.
Yeah.
We kind of steered clear of heirs.
Yeah, right.
And aristocrats, whereas the Stones didn't.
No.
Stones rather embraced them.
Uh-huh.
Really nice guy, and I used to hang out, I used to go up to Liverpool with him. And, so he died in a car crash, I think in Chelsea somewhere.
Yeah.
He'd run the lights, I think, you know, so he didn't notice the lights had changed. So this, in our minds, this was about him. Mm-hmm. He blew his mind out in a car.
Mm-hmm.
So again, with the drug references, he blew his mind out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we did think he might have been stoned.
But that's not what
we're talking about. You blow my mind, baby.
Yeah, of course.
We're talking that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords.
So that was Tara. He's at the lights, and then it changed. And then so we're now painting a picture. A crowd of people stood and stared. It's in his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. So there's this sort of aristocratic thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once we've sort of started off with Tara, it doesn't have to stay with him. It can now be anyone in a car, crowd of people looking, and who is this guy? Oh, do I recognize him? Was he?
I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away.
John was quite a World War II buff.
Mm-hmm.
He had the works of Winston Churchill. He's a big Winston Churchill fan, mm-hmm. I think, till later.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd read a lot about it.
Churchill was a good writer. He was brilliant.
I've not read any of his stuff.
Uh-huh.
John had, they had the complete set.
Uh-huh.
I remember it like a set of encyclopedias.
But I just had to look, having read the book.
So we had the film and the war, and I just had to look, having read the book. It's like a traffic accident where you have to look.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of ties back into that.
Right.
People turned away this time because they were looking at the traffic accident, but now they've turned away because it's the war, but I just had to look. Love to Turn You On. That was the conspiracy between the two of us, conspiratorial look between us as we wrote that. Love to turn, oh, well, okay, this is going to get people talking. Mm-hmm. We kind of knew exactly what we were doing and that it was being a bit cheeky. The other story about it was this this instrumental break, musically, where I, at that time, had been looking at a lot of, listening to a lot of the avant-garde stuff.
Who was that with it?
That'd be like Luciano Berio and his wife, Kathy Beveren. And they did shows at, like, the Wigmore Hall.
Right.
And Stockhausen.
Stockhausen was big then.
Listening to his
stuff. He was sort of, yes, I remember it.
Gesang der Jugendliche.
Yes.
So listening to a bunch of that stuff. And not so much listening to it, as just being interested in the concept of it. So I was intrigued by that. So in the middle of Day in the Life, because it was sort of a trippy piece, I wanted to have this extraordinary instrumental moment. So I talked to George Martin and I said, okay, the instruction here is for everybody in the orchestra to start on their lowest note on their instrument and proceed to their highest note on their instrument over the course of a certain amount of bars. They can proceed at their own pace, however they wish to go, because I want the kind of cacophony of sound. So came the session, and George is a bit dubious about us using a full symphony orchestra. It's very expensive. We said, that's the Beatles, come on, let's go crazy. So. And then we started to get fond of the things where he said, what if you're paying all that money? He said, you know, do you want them to dress? Because they will. So we said, oh, yeah. He said, what do you want? Well, you know, dinner suits, want the sort of black tie. And we said, will they do funny noses? They did, actually. But anyway, so we got to the session, and I sort of went around sort of saying to them all, okay, this might think it's crazy. Start on your bottom note, go to the top. And I said, you can go anywhere you want. But they were a bit perturbed, so George did have to go and rationalize it a bit. So he said to them, go from here and be around about there after 10 bars, and be round about there after 15.
Uh-huh.
So he sort of, so they did it anyway, and it was a great sound. We were Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, not the Beatles. It encouraged you to think like that. And we were at that period in our growth, and we liked the idea that here should be an extension rather than just a continuation.
As listeners to this show, you probably consider yourself pretty smart. But how smart is your wallet? When you're looking to upgrade your wallet, it's time to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds has the financial smarts to help you find the right financial products for you. Before NerdWallet, you might have paid for vacations with whatever was in your wallet. But you could have been missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. Now you can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, M-U-S-O-R-A.com, to start a new musical journey today.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Yeah, and then me, I then go back into Fortland Road. And this is me going to school in the morning. This is my routine. Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late.
That would sort of happen every morning to me. And I would just run to the end of my street where the bus stop was. Barely catch the bus.
Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat.
It was always a rush. And I knew there was a prefect at the other end of the school with a book, and he was going to bust me if I was 1 minute past nine.
Found my way upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
You smoked on the upper deck of buses. So if I'm talking about going on a bus and going upstairs, I'm immediately thinking of smoking. And the minute I've said the word smoke in the 60s, I'm now talking about cannabis. And the whole upper deck would just be full of cloud of smoke. You know, you would enter that zone.
Did you think of Sergeant Pepper as a big radio program in some ways?
Kind of. You know, its scope and its imagination was that. And we did use sound effects. We found out during the making of an album like that, you're extending your repertoire and your imagination. So you're asking for things like a full symphony orchestra. You're asking for things like the sound of elephants running through the jungle.
It's interesting. I mean, we've talked about this before, the extent to which the radio shows were part of the back of your mind, or the front of your mind, but that actually might have been quite a strong...
It was a strong influence on us all, because, you know, we'd all listen to radio, and you have to use imagination. Whereas in TV, it's okay, it's wonderful, and movies and things, but it's laid out for you. You can see how Henrietta Gibbs looks. Whereas in radio, Henrietta Gibbs? By gosh, I live and breathe. And you make your own Henrietta Gibbs.
Yes.
And that was a great thing. That was why no one could ever visualize Sergeant Pepper. They tried to make a movie of it.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was like, oh, don't do that, because everyone's already got their own picture.
Sergeant Pepper and his Lonely Hearts Club Band.
The joy of this kind of audio approach was that you made your own pictures. Mm-hmm. If you heard elephants trampling through the jungle, you saw your own set of elephants. You heard an audience laughing for no apparent reason. You made up the reason. And I think that's a very enriching thing that probably all of us from that generation were helped by, sort of synapses that were fired as we sort of, you know, lay on the carpet listening to radio. And then we go back to Read the News Today, mm-hmm. oh boy, to top and tail it. And now we have to have another verse. We can't have Lucky Man who made the grades. We have the 4,000 holes, which is from the newspaper.
Reported in the Daily Mail, January 17th, 1967. 1,000 holes in the road in Blackburn, Lancashire. 1/26th of a hole per person, according to a council survey.
There were holes in the streets. Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's 4,000 holes in Blackburn.
If Blackburn is typical, then there are over 2 million holes in Britain's roads and 300,000 in London.
And though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the hole.
So, you know, the holes became, instead of holes in the road, it became a sort of synonym for people.
Right. Absence, kind of.
No, just assholes.
As listeners to this show, you probably consider yourself pretty smart. But how smart is your wallet? When you're looking to upgrade your wallet, it's time to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds has the financial smarts to help you find the right financial products for you. Before NerdWallet, you might have paid for vacations with whatever was in your wallet. But you could have been missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. Now you can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do life in lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, M-U-S-O-R-A.com, to start a new musical journey today.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. and the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
The inventiveness of A Day in the Life wasn't confined only to the song, but permeated the Beatles' approach to the entire album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I was with our roadie, Mal. We had a big bear of a man who was called Mal Evans, who was our roadie. And I was coming back on the plane, and he said, "Will you pass the salt and pepper?" And I misheard him. I said, "What? Sgt. Pepper?" He said, "No, salt and pepper." You know. And I always maintain that one of the things about the Beatles and me and John was that we noticed accidents. Here's the idea. We are these four space cadets. We're just these four people in this slightly weird band. But what it's going to do is going to free us up. So we're not going to be the Beatles, which we're now getting a little bit sort of inhibited by having to be those boys. We'll now just chuck all that away and we'll be these guys. So I said to everyone, okay, now, so I want each of us to come up with a list of favorite people. Because I want us all to know, yeah, because we'll have pictures of them.
One of the things that strikes me, and I wonder if you'd like to comment on it, is that being an artist really involves having a sense of the totality of the project and even the product.
You mean visual artists?
Any kind of artist. I mean, you had a sense of not only the playing, the music, writing the lyrics, but, you know, how this thing should look when it gets out into the world.
I think if you've got a passion for something, you want to be thorough. And I think that's the thing. Sticking with it means that you're actually thinking about it and thinking, well, if we're going to call it Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, what do they look like? Oh, okay, well, I've got an idea in my brain. It's just jumped in my brain, but I'll scribble it down. Mm-hmm. And so that album was very much like that. But I do think, yeah, you know, that I've always had that totality thing where music, theatre, performances are concerned. As a kid, I would always do that. I was sitting with my dad, just watching TV. And a presenter would come on at the stage to a variety show or something, and I would go, "You shouldn't have worn that. It's a light grey suit. You should have just worn a dark suit. He would have stood out a bit better." I mean, it was like the Nixon-JFK thing, where JFK wore the dark suit and Nixon didn't, and it was like, well, he just looked better. So I've always been very involved in that. The Beatles thing, the idea that we had a uniform was sort of one of the original little ideas.
Right. Had some version of this uniform existed already, or were you designing that there too?
I suppose that's me designing it, really.
Yes,
that's,
because I don't think you'd used this look. You hadn't had
this look before. No, this frock coat uniform.
Yeah, with the buttons.
Mm-hmm. And the little epaulettes and things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very Beatly. So I always had an instinct of that. So when the Beatles were going to Hamburg, we had a tailor next door to us, Mr. Richards. So And when I was living in 24th Lynn Road, I kind of went next door and Mr. Richards said, you've got some materials? Sure, sir. So he gave us a few and I showed them to the guys. We chose a purple sort of wool. It wasn't the best material for stage work.
Scratchy.
Mm-hmm. A little scratchy, a little warm. Anyway, so we got purple jackets. And this had come from a very definite experience I'd had when I was 11 in Butlins, seeing this group wear identical clothes, and they won the talent contest. And I still have this really crystal clear image of them walking out of that building to go to the pool, and they were all in grey crew neck sweaters, tartan flat caps, twat hats as we call them, and tartan shorts. And each with a roll towel underneath the arm. Five of them, boom. And it was like, ah. And it was like what Mick Jagger would later call us, the four-headed monster. That all came from that, that whole sense of, wow, if you do that, people are really going to notice you. And I bet it makes you feel homogenous.
Yeah, both from without and from within.
Yeah. So that sort of happened with the Beatles. And it would probably be me pushing that. If you're going to pretend you are Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, to think, oh, we're this, and this is in Sergeant Pepper's Lonely... Sergeant, military, epaulets, tassely things, buttons. And to me, it's what you do to get into character. It's mm-hmm. somewhat theatrical, really. And we went down to Leicester Square, where Burmans, the costumier, lived, and who did theatrical and movie stuff. And we all went down there. I sort of arranged a visit for us. We chose our satins and got measured. We carried it through. That's what I'm talking about, being thorough. It's actually, it's a lot of what it's about. But it's that thoroughness. Is that going right through all the way? Day in the life, full symphony orchestra, not just messing around here.
A Day in the Life from the Beatles' 1967 album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. In the next episode, the healing power of music.
Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
Hey Jude, that's next time on McCartney, A Life in Lyrics. McCartney, A Life in Lyrics is a co-production between iHeartMedia, MPL, and Pushkin Industries.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.